I'll let you get away with it, Gary. Since Rosie is in Prescott, and they have the Christmas Day parade and courthouse lighting, I'll let you play Christmas music. Now, I'm not opposed to Christmas music. I just usually like to wait till December 23rd to start playing it.
Wow. Okay.
I get so burned out after, if you're starting early, that it's not fun when it comes.
Well, it is December 2nd. I mean, we're in December. At home,
hey,
maintenance
Gary,
calendar. We need to put that on there for next year.
Gary, would you just put a little ho, ho, ho in his coffee this morning?
Ho, ho, ho. Anyway.
Welcome, Arizona. You are tuned in to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 29 years. And as we work to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend, moving into our 30th year anniversary, we've put together a home maintenance calendar for the Arizona homeowner. It's a collective tool that we've gathered the information from 30 years of broadcasting and answering homeowners' questions on things you should be doing each week at your home. And you can get that calendar for free by going to rosieonthehouse.com. It's changed a little bit. When you go there, we had a tab there for a short time, but now you just mouse over on what you see, homeowner resources. And we've got all the tools for homeowners in that one spot, our weekly newsletter, our how-to videos, our blog, our do-it-yourself, what we used to call our frequently asked questions. It's more our homeowner database now. You can see our podcast. There's a tab there for the calendar. You can click on the calendar and just send us the address you want the calendar to be sent to, and we'll be sending them out mid-next week. Then you have, once you get that calendar, you can then come back and click on the top link right there. It's called the Home Zada Digital File. Click on that and create your profile. And what you'll be able to do now is with the Rosie on the House calendar, you can enter these things digitally into your Home Zada Rosie on the House profile, and you'll get reminders that this item's due, that item's due. And John, co-founder of Home Zada, is joining us in studio if you missed him earlier. This, my favorite thing, you can assign different people. I've got my girls. They're going to be busy. You can create different names. So let's see. You can assign this to Tinley, this to Roxy, this to Remy, this to Landry. And you see whose responsibility each one of these items belong to. That's so cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Think of it as like your house calendar. It can be preventative maintenance tasks. People tweak it to do, you know, who's going to do the holiday decorations, who's going to take out the garbage. It becomes a family task management tool, and assigning tasks to kids or your spouse. Arguing over who's going to do the honey-do list. There's no more arguing. You just go to their Home Zada calendar and you filter your list and you say, see, I'm doing all these tasks.
And when you log into your dashboard, you see things that are undone. It also gives you a projection that you have 12 tasks in the next 30 days or two tasks or whatever the case may be. Now, when you create the account, there's a list of suggested things that are on there. Now, but you can delete them off. For example, I don't have a garage at the moment. So your maintenance item of oiling your springs this month, I just delete it, and then it doesn't come back up.
Yep.
So there's some preset items in there, but then you can manually make it to your home. And when you're looking at this, you can go and add a second one. So if you have a second home, you can manage both of them through this service. And what we love about that, and you're talking about assigning different tasks and everything, if you're going to, if you're one of the winners of the Rosie on the House staycation, you can make sure all your chores are done before you leave your home for the weekend, knowing, hey, we're going to come back and everything's going to be where I don't have to come back and hit this huge chore.
Yeah, absolutely. It's when you create a property, it automatically creates about 50 common maintenance tasks, clean the leaves out of the gutter, drain the hot water heater, things we don't either forget to do or just don't even know we should do. But then, yeah, most people will basically personalize it for their house. They may have a unique water filter. They may want to track certain things. And so it's really a flexible tool to remind you of all those things. And you never really have to remember, like, when's the last time I did this? Because the alerts are automatically going to come out and tell you, hey, Romy, it's time to do these four tasks. It's January 1st. And yeah, the beauty of it is you can track multiple properties with one account for people who own vacation homes or rental properties, or even caring for, let's say, an elderly parent's house where the kids are responsible for making sure the house is well maintained as well.
Its use is endless. We were going through this yesterday. We spent 7 hours talking about this yesterday, and we had to make ourselves quit to go home. There's no way to articulate everything this does. And in our pursuit to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend, this is one of the most powerful tools we can direct you, the homeowner, to. It's just rosieonthehouse.com. There's a couple locations. You can click log in, and it'll take you straight there. You mouse over homeowner resources and click the Home Zada digital app. And while you're there, hit staycation, our monthly promotion with Sanderson Ford, where you get to enter your name. Once a month, we pick a winner. You go to Sanderson Ford, pick out the vehicle you want for the weekend off their demo lot, which is always the latest, greatest, newest models. And this month's winner for January 19th, 20th weekend, you'll be traveling to Flagstaff and staying at the Little American Hotel. Perfect time for a little ski staycation. Sign up, rosieonthehouse.com.